Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. My name is Karen Krejcha, and I am the Executive Director of Autism Empowerment, a nonprofit public 501c3 charity dedicated to providing acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment for individuals and families of all ages and abilities within the autism and Asperger communities. I'm really excited about today's show and know our listeners out there are in for a special treat. Right now, I'm waiting for my special guest to call in. His name is Colin Alexander Brennan, and his father is Gordon. Colin is a 10-year-old singer on the autism spectrum who was singing before he could talk. So hopefully they'll be able to connect with us, and if so, it should be a very special treat. Our number here, in case they're listening, is 602-753-1530. That's 602-753-1530. And in addition to being able to connect to our show through autismempowerment.org and Blog Talk Radio, each broadcast of Autism Empowerment Radio and our sister station, Autism and Scouting Radio, is available to listen to and download through iTunes for free. Be sure to subscribe so that you can download our broadcast to your computers or mobile devices at any time. All you have to do is go to iTunes and search for Autism Empowerment, and you will find our station. We appreciate you checking us out, and please be sure to tell your friends and family. I believe that we have our caller on now. Hang on just a moment. I am going to place an ad, and I will be back with you in just a moment.
Autism and Scouting, a program of Autism Empowerment, just reached their one-year anniversary. Autism and Scouting helps provide skills for life, leadership training, and support for parents. Acceptance for autism in the Scouting community. To learn about us, visit autismempowerment.org and check our Autism and Scouting program. We're also found on Facebook with representatives from over 30 countries worldwide. And check John Krejcha's blog at autismandscouting.blogspot.com.
Hi, this is Karen, and I'm back. Do we have Colin and Gordon on the air?
Yes, we do.
Well, hello. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I'm going to just go ahead and give a little bit of an introduction so that our guests know who you are, and then I will have you talk with our guests live shortly, okay?
Okay.
Great. Okay. From time to time, we have a theme on Autism Empowerment Radio. It's called Snippets from the Spectrum. This is what autism sounds like. And this is where we bring on individuals of all ages and abilities who are on the autism spectrum and have something they'd like to share with our listeners. Because of the amount of characters in the show title that Blog Talk Radio gives us in search, I don't always title the show Snippets from the Spectrum. They may be noted as interviews instead, and this is one of those special interviews. Today I'm really jazzed to bring on Colin Alexander Brennan, whose voice you just heard a moment ago, and his father, Gordon. Colin is 10 years old and was singing before he could talk. His parents actually have VHS movies of him singing full songs by the Care Bears when he was only 4 years old. Colin had to have extensive speech therapy to talk in full sentences, but he never had to have any therapy to sing. Colin lives in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and currently sings in the prestigious Oakville Children's Choir. He's recorded 11 cover songs at River 16 Studios, including Baby by Justin Bieber, I Got a Feelin' by the Black Eyed Peas, and Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. He also has an original song called I'm Awake Now that will be released on CD sometime this fall, and I'll go ahead and ask him about that shortly. Colin also has his very own well-received station on Blog Talk Radio called Colin Brennan Music, and I hope our listeners will check that out. Colin has made many videos that have been posted to YouTube, and he also has a fanbook face page. He performed in concert earlier this year with internationally famous singer-songwriter Justin Hines and he has been involved in many vocal competitions and performances in both the USA and Canada. I'm really looking forward to talking with both Colin and Gordon, and I'm hoping if he's feeling up to it, he'll sing for us too. Colin and Gordon, officially welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio.
Thanks.
Thanks.
That was a great intro. Wow.
Well, it's well-deserved. You know, I was taking a look at Colin's bio and so impressed. He has done so many things. Colin, you just really must have a great joy and love for singing.
Yes, I do.
What, I must have just caught you. Did you just get home from school?
Well, what happened was he was home at his regular time, but my older son, his bus never showed up to pick him up, so I had to rush out, drive all the way to his school, and then come back, and I was going crazy and trying to battle the traffic. So,
you know, these things always happen. It's like expect the unexpected. It was no problem. I just wanted to make sure that all was okay, because it's really a pleasure to have you guys on.
Thank you.
Gordon, I wanted to have you talk for a moment. You had mentioned in your bio that Colin had actually learned to sing before he could speak, and I was curious, you know, how that came to be. What kind of give me a little bit about his background.
Yeah, it's a good question. A long story short, basically what happened was he was going to preschool, junior and senior kindergarten. I actually work there now at the college. It's called Sheridan College. And before I was an ECE, early childhood educator, I had him actually placed there, and he was going there for full days in preschool, in senior and junior kindergarten. And one day, and he was barely talking, and he was having sessions with OT and speech therapy in a place here called Aaron Oaks, and I was taking him three times a week for several hours a week to help him with his speech. And he wasn't even using any personal pronouns. He was always just referring to himself as Colin, and his speech was very, very delayed. So one day, I got a call from one of the ECs at the college. To be honest with you, I forgot what you called me about, but it was something unrelated to his singing. And at this point, he was not singing in school. Or sorry, he was not singing at home. And as I said, he was barely talking. And so I got a call from one of his teachers about an unrelated thing, and then she had mentioned how Colin was singing in class. In the kindergarten class, and she said how much she loved how he sang. And I was shocked because I'm like, what do you mean he's singing? What are you talking about?
What's this?
What's this? And she says, oh, he's you don't know? And I go, no, he doesn't sing at home. What are you talking about? And she said, oh, he's been singing here for months and months and months. And I go, what? And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I mean, he's been sitting. This is incredible. Why didn't you tell me this earlier? So at first I was pleasantly surprised, and then I was actually kind of a little annoyed. I wasn't angry, but I was a little annoyed that I guess she didn't realize, you know, that she knew he was barely talking, but I guess she didn't realize that he wasn't singing at home. So I was, you know, quite happy. And then when he came home, I picked him up, and then I asked him right away. I said, Colin, have you been singing in school? And he goes, yeah, Daddy, I sing in school. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So from that day on, I asked him, I said, well, Colin, you can sing at home. And you see, because he thinks so concretely, he had permission from his teachers in the kindergarten class to, yeah, go ahead and sing, because they sing all the time. You know, they have music and movement, and they had, you know, circle time, and they had music and movement every day. And, of course, you know, they would do the national anthem every day, too. Now he does it, you know, all the time. But, you know, we didn't know that he was singing, so I guess he never figured, well, I don't have permission at home, so I won't sing at home. And, of course, from that day on, he just started singing at home, and it just got better and better and better, and that's when we started actually filming him. And then he sang the first full-out song of the Care Bear song, and he was just listening to it on TV, and then we were, like, amazed. And from that day forward, when he started singing not only at school but at home, and we were encouraging, and we saw that he had a passion for it, and it was just coming to him innately. It was very natural for him. So we just said, hey, this is something that that he obviously enjoys doing, because he never had anything before. And we were quite worried that, you know, my older son had so much in his life. He had taekwondo, and he had swimming, and he had a ton of friends. You know, he's an NT boy, so he has, you know, all that stuff that goes along with it. And Colin had nothing, and we were worried that, you know, he would not not integrate in any way. So then we discovered that he has this love of passion, this love of singing, and we just went with it. And, yeah, and it's only been 2.5 years that he's been doing it professionally, and it's been fantastic.
It's been quite a ride. I understand that he can actually listen to a song and memorize the words pretty quickly.
Yeah. Now, the only key factor is that if it's a song that he likes. if I try and get him to sing a song that I like and he doesn't like it, forget it. Like, you just can't force him. Yeah, it's not going to happen. So if he hears a song that he likes, I've seen him do songs that he's liked, and within 6-7 tries of listening to it, he's already got it. It's incredible.
Very impressive. Yeah. And you said also in the bio that it gives him perfect pitch as well on songs that have high pitch notes.
I didn't know what perfect pitch was, to be honest with you. And what happened was, when he started with his vocal coach 1.5 years ago, his vocal coach mentioned it. And then when he sang with Justin Hines, it's actually on YouTube. You can actually see it on YouTube. He sang in rehearsal with Justin Hines before he went on stage in front of the 300 people. And Justin Hines had commented to him while I was filming. He says, do you realize you have perfect pitch? And Colin was like, oh, that's great, thanks. And he says, you know what perfect pitch is? And Colin's like, no. And he says, you always sing the whole song from start to the end on key, so you have perfect pitch. So he says that's very, very rare to have. And now, of course, I know that many autistic singers have perfect pitch, so he's not the only one. It seems to go hand-in-hand with the autism and the singing.
Well, that's really fascinating, because I have my youngest son is 6, and you know, he's just started singing quite a bit too, and I noticed, wow, you know, you kind of got a talent there, Betty. But hearing your son's story is incredible. Now he has competed, he's recorded songs. Colin, why don't you tell me about some of your favorite songs that you've recorded?
I've been recording a lot of songs at River 16 Studios, a recording studio company.
Yeah, and which one are some of your favorites?
Make It Shine.
Okay. Any other one?
I Got a Feeling, which I'm practicing on it because I want to win that voting for Coach Co-Stars Among Us, and I want to win that $500 for New York.
Ooh, tell me about that.
Well, I'm going to be singing in New York, different, and
yeah, tell them all.
I'm going to go to the Empire State Building, and the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, and tell them more. Where are you going to be singing? Do you know, like, what's the name of the people that are sending you there?
Is this the Genius of Autism event?
Yeah. You got it. You got it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, I was just in New York City in May of this year, and it was my first time. Have you been there before?
No.
Well,
this is actually the first time I'm actually going to New York. Man, I'm going to be famous.
Well, I hope that you do an excellent job there. I'm sure you will. Make sure to go to the very top of the Empire State Building. It's very tall.
Cool.
It's very tall?
Very, very tall.
Well, I heard that.
when you look out the windows, you can see all over the city. It's really beautiful.
Cool.
And you can barely see the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's been sitting there since 1998, I think.
No, a lot longer than that, Carl. He's been researching it on his own. He's been going on YouTube and looking at all the New York City videos and memorizing them all.
He'll have it all mapped out once he gets there.
Yeah, probably. That's true.
Now, tell me about, you have a song, Colin, that you're recording for a CD this fall. It's called I'm Awake Now. Is that true?
Yeah.
What's
and
that
I
song
have a
about?
New... What?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a new CD coming out. It's my 2012-2013 collection VHS coming out. It's coming out in this fall, actually.
Not VHS. Yeah, he recorded 6 new songs this summer. So he actually has a total of 17 songs that he's recorded at River 16. But he recorded 6 new ones. He didn't record I'm Awake Now yet. It's still in production. It'll be finished very soon. And we're going to have that one on his new CD for this fall and 3 other songs.
Wonderful. Would you be willing to sing a song for us here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
Hang on.
Okay, so he likes to use a little bit of backing, just instrumental.
Great.
And this is from his vocal coach. So this is the song he's actually going to sing in New York City on October 22nd at the Edison Ballroom.
Wonderful.
Okay, ready?
Ready. Hang on. If they knew just how dearly I would love to clock, but it's true, I'm a bird who seems to lack the knack. I'm just different. I'm just different from the rest. And who can blame them wanting me to find another nest? But different isn't naughty. Different isn't bad. So why should being different make me sad? I'm just different. They're like peas from the same pod. No wonder they make fun of me. Life's harder when you're on. But different isn't scary. Different is no threat. And though I'm still their brother, they forget I didn't choose to look this way. I want to be unique. I'll like these grubby feathers, and I hate my stubby beak. There's a runt in every litter, one black sheep in every flock. But when you know it's you, somehow your ego takes a knock. I'm just different, but I have a sense of pride. My looks may well be funny, but I hurt the same inside. Different isn't spiteful. Different isn't wrong. So why is it so hard to get along? I only want to get along. Different isn't hateful. Difference could be swell. Different is just well. Different.
Wow. That was amazing. absolutely amazing. I would be standing up applauding, giving you a huge ovation right now if I could. But I'm just very, very impressed. Very good job, Colin.
Thank you.
Have you been practicing that song for a while?
I think.
Well, he's been practicing his song for his upcoming opening act, the I Got a Feeling, the Kojiko Stars Among Us. But he loves that song. He has practiced it before when he was singing it for another competition he did called the Canadian Model and Talent Convention, and he won he won first place
trophy.
Yeah. And it was interesting.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Interesting story. Basically, he had to go through several different rounds. And the first round was in a closed-door audition type of setting in front of four judges. And he decided he wanted to sing Let's Go Fly a Kite. And then after he made it to the finals, the judges changed the rules and said he had to sing the same song that he sang in the first two rounds, which was Let's Go Fly a Kite. The problem was that he had to sing that a cappella, which was fine. But the problem was when we came, I didn't bring the CD
for it.
Yeah, the CD, like the backtracking, the instrumentals. So, because we had planned on singing the song you just heard him sing now for if he made it into the finals. And
right.
So I only had that backtrack. And they said, well, you know, if you change the song, you could lose the competition.
Because this girl said that she changed the song and she lost.
So we had no choice, and then he had to do a sound check not too long after he finished the second round for the finals.
Wait. We'll come back to that. I need to tell you first.
Okay, quick.
Jess said that her plan was...
Okay, no, I know what you're going to say. Don't say it, because I was a little annoyed. I know what he's going to say. He's going to say that word. Yeah, he's not going to say a bad word. He's going to not say. He's going to say something on the air that I don't think it should be repeated.
That's the thing with live radio, huh?
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know he thinks concretely, so to him it's like no big deal. He knows not to say any bad words, but he said to me, well, he started getting worried, and he said, what happens if you know we don't have the Let's Go Fly a Kite, and I have to sing different, which we had planned, and he said, what happens if you can't get Let's Go Fly a Kite, and I said, and it wasn't a bad word. It was just, you know, not a word you want to repeat. And
right.
So he.
But of course, that's
so then,
the one they pick up on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So we were able to switch the song. I talked to the director. I explained to her what was going on. And you know, we were over an hour and a half drive away because the hotel was, you know, quite far from where we were living, where we're living here in Oakville. And so, anyways, it worked out fine because she said, I'll speak to the judges. I'll let them know that you're changing the song because you don't really have a choice, and you just take that risk. And I said, well, we have no choice. Anyways, it didn't matter. He went up on stage, he sang the same song, and he won first place. So.
Well, great.
Yeah.
It was meant to be then.
Yeah, exactly.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Now can I do the...
Well, I just want to let you guys know that we have 6 minutes left on air, so
oh
I'm going to give you an opportunity. It went so quickly. I hope that you'll be willing to come back because your singing is amazing and I would love to hear more. But I'm going to give you guys a chance to talk to me about anything you have coming up, to tell our listeners your website address, your Facebook, anything you want to share.
Okay. Basically, right now he's a finalist in the Kojiko, which is a cable company here. It's a big cable company that is sponsoring this competition. It's a local competition here in Oakville, and it's called Kojiko Stars Among Us. He's one of three finalists. There was expert musical judges that went through all his portfolio and listened to him sing, et cetera, and he made it through. And on September 15th is the last day to vote, and you only need to vote once, which is really nice. You don't have to keep clicking, you know, all the time to keep voting. And you just go to www.oakvillearts.com. You click on the Vote Oakville button, and you'll see a young artist. You should click on that. You'll see his picture, and you just click Vote right underneath his picture. You only have to do it once because they're only tabulating each IP address once, so that's really good. As he already mentioned, if he does win, he wins $500, which he wants to take to New York City, which is really good because I don't have that $500, so that'll be really helpful.
Especially in New York City.
Yeah, exactly. So that's his current gig, for lack of a better term. And he will be the opening act, win or lose, he will be the opening act on September 20th when they announce the winners. And he's going to be singing I Got a Feeling, and they're doing an amazing production for him. They're having professional dancers and choreography. We've already had a rehearsal already. And I believe it's almost a sold-out show. So he'll be the opening act. He'll be singing that song, and I got him dressed up in a Michael Jackson jacket. So he's going to have fun.
Oh,
it'll
very cool.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you where we got it. We got it from the store near this movie theater called Cineflex Odeon, where they're playing movies and stuff.
Yeah, that's where we bought the Michael Jackson jacket. It's all leather and stuff. It's pretty cool. So, his Facebook, as you mentioned, he does have a website, ColinBrennanMusic.com, but it's still in construction. We're trying to make that. I did buy the domain name a while ago, but he's been so busy. So we're making that website. It should be up, no later than Christmas, and that'll be quite nice. And we're doing it professionally. So
yeah, it's still under construction.
Yeah,
well, now
still
we'll
under
be,
construction.
When you have your CD out, will we be able to purchase it through there?
Yeah, we'll have a link to that as well. And we basically, currently we're still giving 100% of the proceeds of his CD sales to Positively Autistic. It's a charity in England, actually, that does respite work for families who need help financially with autistic children, and they're doing great work. So we're donating. We've already donated several hundred dollars to them already, and hoping to continue with that.
Well, I mean, with all the things he has going on, I am sure he's going to become more as he's famous, a star, more well-known.
Well, he says that, and, he doesn't really fully understand it, but he just, what I love is that he goes on stage, he has no nerves because of his autism. I'm the one who's on the puddle on the floor. But he's very humble about it. Like, yeah, he says famous, but he just gets that from the media, so it's great that he's still humble, and I'm going to keep him, make sure he understands that, fame is one thing, and doing what you love to do just for the sake of doing it is the most important thing.
And it seems like he's doing what he loves to do, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left. I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew about your own station. You have your own station where you record different shows. How can people plug into that?
You want to tell them about your Blog Talk Radio show that we do?
Well, we got a lot of listeners who listen to on all of our shows.
And what's your show called? Do you remember?
Colin Brennan Music?
Yep, that's right.
And so if we went to Blog Talk Radio and we typed in Colin, C-O-L-I-N, Brennan, B-R-E-N, N-N-A-N, Music, we'd be able to find it?
Oh, yeah. It'll come right up, yeah.
It'll just pop up right at the screen, and then it'll show all the listeners. And at first, I was like, holy smokes.
Holy smokes. You have a lot of listeners, huh?
Yeah, we've only had time to do 9 shows, and he's had, the last time I checked, he had close to 12,000 listeners.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very impressive. Well, you'll have to send some of those our way to Autism Empowerment Radio so they can hear this show. Because
yeah,
you sang
absolutely
beautifully, young man. You did a great job, Colin.
Thank
and
you.
Gordon, I'm sure you're very proud. I mean, just wonderful. And Colin, I'm glad that you're singing. And it was a real treat to be able to have you on Autism Empowerment Radio and share your music. I hope that you and your dad will consider coming back in the future and telling us how New York was.
Yeah, we would love to.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Well, we only have a few seconds left, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. But this is Karen Krejcha with Autism Empowerment Radio. My special guest today, Colin Brennan from Colin Brennan Music and his dad, Gordon. And I will let them say their final goodbyes.
Thanks for having us on, and you're
Thank
doing a great
you.
Show. And we always listen to you as well. And keep it up and keep singing.
Great. Anything from you, Colin?
Oh, I have not much.
Well, you know, you said it all with your song. So thanks again, and we look forward to the next broadcast, and we look forward to bringing you back on again in the future. Have a wonderful day, evening, morning, wherever it is you are. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.